Penguin Audio presents Winter of the World by Ken Follett. Read by John Lee. Part 1. The Other Cheek. Chapter 1. 1933. Carla knew her parents were about to have a row. The second she walked into the kitchen, she felt the hostility. Like the bone-deep cold of the wind that blew through the streets of Berlin before a February snowstorm. She almost turned and walked back out again. It was unusual for them to fight. Mostly they were affectionate. Too much so. Carla cringed when they kissed in front of other people. Her friends thought it was strange. Their parents did not do that. She had said that to her mother once. Mother had laughed in a pleased way and said, "The day after our wedding, your father and I were separated by the Great War." She had been born English, though you could hardly tell. I stayed in London while he came home to Germany and joined the army. Carla had heard this story many times, but Mother never tired of telling it. We thought the war would last 3 months, but I didn't see him again for 5 years. All that time I longed to touch him. Now I never tire of it. Father was just as bad. "Your mother is the cleverest woman I ever met," he had said here in the kitchen just a few days ago. "That's why I married her. It had nothing to do with..." He had trailed off, and Mother and he had giggled conspiratorially, as if Carla, at the age of 11, knew nothing about sex. It was so embarrassing. But once in a while they had a quarrel. Carla knew the signs, and a new one was about to erupt. They were sitting at opposite ends of the kitchen table. Father was